Okay, Rav Osa. For Parshas Bereishis, and we'll see how we can connect it to our what's called the Ona, the period of time that we're in. We want to ask the following question: what is man? What I mean by that is, how great is man, or the opposite? You know, how lowly is man? And I think the most important point about the Mefarshim with regard to Rosh Hashanah, when they say Hayom Aras Olam, that Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of the world, is the Marsha who says that even though the world was created on the 25th of Elul, man was created on Rosh Hashanah. And that's called the anniversary of creation because the whole purpose of creation was man. And we're going to see that man has five different names throughout Tanakh and Chazal. And those five names indicate his various madregos, if you will, you know, his dargos. I want to begin this discussion by showing you the negative side, so to speak. The Baal HaTurim says the following. The Pasuk says in Perek Aleph of Sefer Bereishis, Pasuk Chaf Vav, let me just read to you the Pasuk. This is the first time the name of Adam is mentioned. It says, just 1 second, sorry. Vayomer Elokim Nase Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. So the Baal HaTurim quotes a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota understands that Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem, is an otrikon, meaning every letter is a Rashi Teva, it's the beginning of a word. And Adam is made up of three different words. And what are those words? Efer, Dam, and Mora. Efer, Dam, and Mora, and Rashi amplifies it there in Sota, which I don't have here in front of me, are indications of man's lowliness. The whole sugya there in Sota is talking about the fact that a Sota has to bring her carbon from barley, which is Michael Behema, because she's reached this low state of shiflus compared to Behema. And the Gemara there attacks the mid of Gavus Ruach, meaning someone who's a Balgaiv. The Gemara says, be aware of your lowly beginnings. You know, who are you? You're just Adam. Adam is really flesh and blood. He's just bile, you know, that's secreted by his body. You know, he's full of these physicalities, and he could be converted into Afer, you know, into ashes. That's what man is. I remember when I was a kid, I mean, obviously things have changed drastically, but when they taught us in ninth grade biology, they said that man is worth $36 in if you'd sell his body. Today, every part of your body is worth probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. But this was before, how do you say hashtalah in English? Transplants, right? Organ transplants. Now there's an illegal trafficking of transplants. But in any event, the Baal HaTur, by quoting this Gemara in Mora, in Gemara in Sota about Mora and Dam, is trying to tell man, you know, your beginnings are very low, very humble, and don't get carried away with yourself thinking that you're great. So that's one end of the spectrum. And man is created in this pasuk, Afar min Adama. Correct? Afar min Adama. Man is made of the dust of the earth. Right? May offer law. It says, "May offer lakach, may offer tashuv." Man is taken from earth, and he's going to be returned to the earth.
What does Mora get to it? What is Mora?
Mora, I think, is secreted by the pancreas, if I'm not mistaken. And it's bile. It's a very
by the gallbladder.
It's something that's not very attractive. Man is not, you know, the most beautiful being that he is. So that's one end of the spectrum. So insofar as man is a physical being, he's sort of like a behemoth in a sense. And you might be shocked if I compare man to an animal and say the man really belongs to the animal kingdom. But this is something which we're going to recite in just a week and a half. When is Hoshana Rabbah from now? 2 weeks? In Hoshana Rabbah, we have 7 hakafos. And if you take a look at number 9 on your page, the 5th hakafa starts Adam Ubehema, which basically means that man is like an animal. Here in the Art Scroll translation of this Hoshana, he says that if you take a look at the 2nd line, which I don't know if you have it on your page, but the 2nd line, I'll give it to you in a second to look at, of this particular hakafa says, V'nimshal kabehemos nidme. He says, man is compared to the likeness of beasts. He writes in the name of the Igeres Hatiul, man's splendor is so futile that it is not even compared to a living beast. You can only compare it, nimshal kebehemos nidme, to a mere wall painting of an animal. So in this sense, the Python is putting an animal on a higher level than man. It's pretty sad, if you will. And the Python says about man that he's gid va'etzem v'karma, sinew, bone, and skin. You know, if you say about man that he's just sinews, bones, and skin, that's not very complimentary. And later on in the same piyut, it says, and you'll see it there on your page, Tias Atze Nishama, which he translates as planting trees in desolate lands. And he writes in his commentary that this is continuing the thought of the preceding 2 stitches. Man's splendor is futile and beastlike. So is his luster, figure, and stature. And all he could do is plant trees in a desolate land. So basically, if you read the Art Scroll, on this particular paragraph, in the Python is really giving us a very depressing, I call it a Koheles-like approach to man. I'm going to come back to this, and I'm going to come back to the Balaturim in just a minute, because what I want to show you is that Adaraba, man is great. The Zohar in Parshas Tazria is quoted by one of the Mefarshim in Bav Metzia Kuf Yud Dalet. The Zohar says about man that, and this you'll see quoted by the Hagos Ben Ari number 3 on your page, man has 5 different names. He's Iskri Barnash, Adam, Gever, Enosh, and Ish. And the Zohar goes on to tell us that in these 5, we have stratification, and the highest level of man is called Adam. So again, when we go back to Bereishis and we want to think about the creation of Adam, we're talking about the highest level of man. Not the way we saw in the Balaturim, that Adam, based on the Gemara in Sota, really relates to the physicality, you know, the man's moistures and all the secretions of his body, his blood and his skin and bones. But rather, Adam is great. Gadol b'kulam Adam. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayivra Elokim es ha'Adam b'tzalmo. Adam is the specific name that identifies man as Tselem, but Tselem Elokim Bara Oso. And it also says, Ki Betzelem Elokim Asas Adam. It doesn't say Gever or Anosh or Ish. Adam is the highest. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so the Zohar quotes from Yehuda, Hachi, if that's the case, at the beginning of Vayikra, it says, Adam Ki Yakriv became Karbon Lashem. So who's bringing the Karbon? It's Adam. It doesn't say Gever, Enosh, Ish, or any of the other names. Uman boil a mikra of karbon. Who has to bring a karbon at the beginning of Sefer Yikra? A chote. Man de'iu chata. He's a sinner. Uksiv Adam. So how can you maintain that Adam is the highest level? Omar Rabbi Yitzchak says, you should know that man is great. V'naicha kami kudsha brichu. The ichse le mikrav kame. Man wants to get close to Hashem, and therefore he's bringing a karban miloshen liskarev. He could have sinned and just passed over his sin, but he confesses and he brings a karban liskarev. Naichi haviomer hai adam diyakara. That Adam is more beloved and more cherished in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Dafka when he sins and he brings the karban. Amalei, the Zohar is still not happy with this. Ihachi haksiv Adam kiye ba'ar b'saros esol osapachas. We're talking about what parsha now? Mitzora, and the Mitzora is guilty of what sin? Of Lashon Hara. So, and yet the Torah says Adam. Amalei, he answers him, Lahai boy kuchabrichu, God wants this man. He's bedarga ilah. He's coming to be mitar himself. Uksiv be adam vahuva el akoin. It doesn't say, it says, uba loksiv el vahuva el akoin. He's brought to come close to the Kohen. He desires this relationship. He has diukna de Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I'm only reading the tip of the iceberg. The Zohar goes on and on and on to prove that Adam reflects on the greatness of man. And the pasuk says, "Vatchasrei ma'at melokim." Man is like an angel. In fact, he's a little bit, shall we say, like God, but superior to the angels. You know, if you had a hierarchy, obviously the divine being is infinite. He's over, but below that are the angels. But the status of man as an Adam is somewhat between the angels and HaKadosh Baruch. How do I know this? Take a look at the Medrash, which is number one in your page, in the name of Rav Acha. B'shosh ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu livros es Adam. Man, should man be created? Should he not be created? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, v'nimlach ma'aloch yasharis, let's ask the malachim. We'll tap them on the back, gather together a meeting of malachim. And let's see what the malachim say. I mean, there are many messages here, and the fact that Hashem didn't make this decision until he conferred with the malachim, but that's not for us now. Amalei. So, Amalahu, in other words, God says to the malachim, Nas Adam, should we create man? Amalei Adam Azetivo, tell us about man. Amalei Chachmaso Meruba Mishalachem, his wisdom supersedes yours. And now they tested it. Hevi Lifnehem Es. At first they tested the malachim, and then we can contrast man to the malachim. Hevi lifnei esabeima esachai esof omar lehu. God turns to the malachim. Zemashmo lo ayyodim. They couldn't come up with the name. Heviron lifnei adam. You remember this medrash? Very famous medrash. One by one they bring the different species of the animals and the birds in front of man. Omar lo zemashmo. Omar lo zeshar zechamar. He always came up with the right name. And apparently that's the brilliance of Adam HaRishon, that human intelligence on its higher level, because the name of something, especially in Lashon Kodesh, reveals its essence. And by the way, every name of every animal can be darshan, you can analyze it and see what is it about the nature of the animal and its very character, and it's all inherent in the name. So then God says, okay, I'm going to stump you. Vata mashmecha? What's your name? Amalei ani noeli kare Adam. The most appropriate name for me is Adam. Why should Ivresi min ha'adama? In the Maral Mipag is very famous. It's saying that the Adama represents the potential to produce, to create peros. That's what Adam is. Adam is pure potential. Oh, now I'm going to stump you. Va'ani mashmi, God says, and what's my name? Amalei lecha noeli kareis ado. Right, with the comments, noi shata adon lechal briosecha. You are the master of all creatures. It means that Adam HaRishon was capable of knowing not only himself and the animals, but even of knowing God. That knowledge of God is what makes man the crowning glory of the entire universe. And we're going to see this in a pasuk in Parshas Veschana. And maybe you'll be able to find it for me. I didn't get a chance to print it out. Actually, it's on the computer, but I didn't print it out. Take a look at the fourth source on your page. At Matan Torah, you remember the people of Israel were called upon to do what for 3 days? Right. That's called Prisha. Shloshimei Afrosha or Shloshimei Agbola. And then they heard the voice of Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Says the Gaon in Aderes Elio in Parshas Vayeschala, which is number 4, Avol Nirashi Yesh Chamesh Madregos Pa'odam. There are 5 levels of man, the highest of which is Adam. Adam, Ben Adam, Ish, Gever, and Enosh. It's very similar to what we saw in the Zohar in Parshas Tazria. HaChoshuv Shebamailos, what's the greatest name of man? Adam. Al-Kain Amru, therefore the Pasuk says, Hayom Hazeh Ra'inu Ki Yedaber Elokim Es Ha'adam V'chai. Man can hear the voice of God and survive. That's the greatness of man. Shemadregas ha'odam yocholios. Man has the potential. Sheyedabra kodesh baruch hu imo v'chai. He doesn't have to become a malach. He doesn't have to leave his body. Even man as a soul connected to his body is capable of hearing the voice of God. Kimosha anu hayom b'madregos ha'adam she'asinu. This is what the Jewish people were saying about themselves. She'asinu shloshes yom prisha mikol inyanim. The Jewish people declare now, after 3 days of prisha, we are connected adukim to our neshama, to the spiritual divine element of man, to the tzelem Elokim. We are ready to hear the voice of Hashem. Later on, they saw it wasn't so simple, and they cowered away. Where's the pasuk?
It's not in
the Mishkan.
It's only in the...
No, not the Pasuk of Prisha, but this Pasuk of Hayom Hazeh. Okay, I'll get it for you in just a few minutes. Remind me. For Abosha, what I really, really want to study with you in terms of the greatness of man is the Shalah. There are 2 pieces in the Shalah that I want to learn with you. And I'm going to switch around the order because I think the more important one is number 7, which is on the bottom right of your page. He says the following. Here's his thesis, based on a Gemara in Shabbos. There's halacha of sefer and tik, meaning the sefer Torah has sanctity, and then the tik, which is the box? No, tik is like a. They used to have a box that they used to transport the sefer. It's called a tik, an enclosement. What's it called? I'm looking for a certain English word. Anyway, so that's called a tik. And there's halach on Shabbos that for the sake of Kedusha Sefer Torah, we're allowed to carry out, if there's a fire, carry out a Sefer Torah from one Rishus to the other. Again, that's a whole parak in Shas, you have to know. And the halach of Matzilin applies even to the tik. Mm. So the Shalos says that the Sefer Torah, in our mashal, represents the neshama of man. The goof is the tik. And the goof, he says, has sanctity. And every part of the body is sanctified. In the same level of sanctity of the tik, in my sefer. But he goes further. And here he says something absolutely stunning. He says, V'chein yeh la'asid u'mola aretz deah. This word aretz, if you could underline it, is a code word, as we'll see in the Ramban in number 10, for man and as a biological being. Aretz. Umala ha'aretz de'a, meaning all of man's body will be full of de'a. De'a represents the knowledge of man, the highest endowment of man, the spirituality of man. Af ha'chomeshu artzi, even though man's biological being is artzi, it comes from the aretz, nevertheless, yia de'a. The neshama will be absolutely connected to every part of man as a biological being. Masha enkein bi'eis ha'hi, that was the original plan, but things changed. When did it change? With the original sin of man. The akashachata ha'adam ksiv. And here the Shalah has a very unique way of reading the pasuk vayisatzev Hashem el libo. And he reads that el libo is referring to the lave of man. Hashem is in a state of despair. He's despondent, so to speak, kaviyachol, because of lave, of the lave, the situation of the lave. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu netzav al Adam shelo nishar maskil begufo kiyem alev. As a result of chait, man is left with lave. That's all he has. The rest of the biological being is lost as far as its ability to have das, to have seichel. So the maskil of man, which is his divine spiritual element, is identified with the lave to the exclusion of the rest of the body. The simoncha, and I'll give you a remez, he says, there's a pasuk in Shmuel that says, ha'adam yira le'einayim, v'ashem yira le'lev. And what does that mean? That the re'iyah is now completely disconnected from the lave. The lave is now the source and the home of the koach haseichel, of the koach haday of man. And the einayim represent vatera, she sees ki tova eitz lamachol v'chitay v'hu le'einayim. Oz Hashem lo ra'avo rak ha'lev. What God sees in man, the divine element of man, is only in his lave. It's limited to the heart. V'chol aguf zulas alev, but the rest, the balance of man's biological being, nase chomer achur, becomes dense physicality that has no element of spirituality. Amal tachas habriya, but the original creation of man, which indicates where God wants to get to, that is what God had intended in the creation of man. That's the purpose of creation. Haisa lios adam yashar beguf uvenefesh, that man's greatness as a spiritual being should penetrate from his nefesh into his guf. Haguf kadosh, v'neshama kadosh. The neshama maybe is a higher level, a more intense kodesh kadoshim, but the guf is also absolutely sanctified. Kulam chayim askilim. They're all true, absolute living beings of seichel, of spirituality. That's unbelievable that even the body, and this is all based, I think, on the Ramban in number 10. That man, even in his physical dimension, is a spiritual being that's sanctified. The af kol nivraim litzorech hayiruim lios kulam shavim litova, and not only that, but the biological beings of the earth and all the physical vegetations that grow, they too, insofar as they serve man, were meant to be sanctified and shovel it over. And that's all going to happen. Lasid Lavu, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos about Ilani Srak. Those are trees that don't have the capacity to produce fruit.
Shade trees.
What are they called?
Shade trees.
Shade?
Shade, from the word give shade.
Okay, they give shade, okay. Is Yotziu Pri, the Gemara tells us. And Lasid Lavu, at the end of time, they will become fruitful. Because the entire universe will become productive. Man is productive. He's the Eitz HaSod, he's the Adam in Lashon Adama to produce fruit. And all of the universe is going to produce fruit. That's the intention of creation. That's how God created the world. Everything is growing and increasing in its knowledge, in its seichel, in its dea. That's the beautiful vision of Liyasid Lavo. The Chemesh Asbriya, God in his original plan in creation, the blueprint for creation, was that even the most physical elements in the universe would be spiritual. The tree is a bark, that's the most physical part of it, And then there's the fruits that grow on the tree, representing the spirituality of the tree. God wanted in his original plan that even the bark of the tree should have the same identical taste as the fruit of the tree. She'etama eitz ketama pri. Is siva Hashem yisbarach lo aretz totzi eitz pri. She'etama eitz ketama pri. V'hilo asa kein. Why did she realize that that was a futile, ridiculous kind of thing to do? Ki yada shakadosh baruch hu gonez ha'ara rishon. The entire plan of creation is going to be hidden away. Ki tzafa shasidim shiyamdu rishoyim. God foresaw that there would be rishoyim. Alkein gonza. So the eights understood that the world, as God wanted it, in the world that would be in reality, are not the same. They're two different worlds. V'hi gam kein, and she too, meaning the eights, did the same thing. Ka'inyan she yatama eitz ketama pri, hamore al isroimus u'maila gdola, bitol aklip of yakol nichnas bepri eitz chayim. All that is going to have to be postponed. And that's when the Ilan Yisrak will be able to produce fruit, and that's when the original plan and creation will come to fruition, and the Tama Eitz will be Ketama Pri. And all this sheds a whole new light on Rashi, because Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis says, Eitz Pri, Shiatama Eitz Ketama Pri, V'hilo Asasakein, Elevatotzi Aretz Eitz, Oseh Pri, V'lo Eitz Pri, Lefichach Sheneskal Odom, Alavono Nifkedo Gamhi, Alavono Neskal. But we don't understand what was the Eitzim or the Aretz thinking? I mean, to violate the will of God. Nor of us, they came to the conclusion that although that's the original plan of creation, it has no shaychus to the implementation and the actual reality. You know, we saw in Tachlis Vashetach, we say, of what man is going to do to this universe. Man is going to sin, and it's going to have a ripple effect. And it's going to detract from the entire universe, bringing it down, down, down. And the original plan of God is not to come to fruition. This was the response of the Eitz Pri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? Adam, you created Adam. But man is not going to live up to his responsibility to be an Adam. His goof will not be sanctified. What's left of man is really just the lave. And therefore, the Tama Eitz Ketama pre-vision, which is the vision in which every dimension of this universe, even the most physical, is part and parcel, integrally a reflection of spirituality, of divinity, that's not going to happen. Says the Shalom, that was the response of the eights. Now, Rabosai, let's read the Ramban.
Or
the Adama. One of the two.
As a result of the chet of the Adam,
the future sin of man,
lost its potential to create its shetam, its ketam.
That whole nature was absolutely undermined. And therefore the eights understood that man does not have the potential to create a universe of Tama Eitz Ketama Pri. And therefore, again, the Adama are the eights. I'm identifying them right now as one and the same. And therefore the Adama made the calculation that it doesn't make sense to create a universe that doesn't reflect the reality. It may reflect God's original intention, but not the reality. How is it that according to the Shalom, we could say that man's physicality, in every single part, every limb of his body, is like a tick of a Sefer Torah that has Kedusha to it? I believe it's all based on this Ramban. And this is one of the most fundamental Rambans. I mean, everything in the Ramban is Yisodi in this commentary in the Torah, but this is really a breakthrough Ramban. You remember that all the Mefarshei Torah go crazy. What do we do with the Pasuk Nasa Adam? We will make man. Or Professor Chorsky, Rabbi Chorsky translates, let us make man, right? It's the name of one of his books. And here we left a petach for the Apikorsim to say Keilu that there are two beings, two deities. Says the Ramban, Omar bi'odom, only with regard to the creation of man, Nasa. Klomar? What is Nasa? This is Ramban's unique chiddush. Ani veha'oretz hanizkeres Nasa odom. The Ramban has a thesis that Oretz represents, in a sense, the divinity of all of creation. There's a spiritual element in every physicality, says the Ramban, because the creation is a combination of neshama and guf. Let's look at how the Ramban presents his thesis. Shetotzi ha'aretz ha'guf mi'yisoda kasher osa v'behema u'b'chaya k'nixiv v'yitzar Hashem elokim es ha'adam ofar min adama. And what's the other partnership? V'yitein hu yisbarach ha'ruach mi'pi elyon. So the guf is created by the aretz. That's one shutaf, one partner. And the other shutaf is kaviyoch ha'kodesh baruch hu. He creates the ruach. The ruach comes mi pi elyon, and that's the pasuk vayipach bi apa of nishmas chayim. Man is a hybrid composite being. He's made up of two dimensions. He's made of the guf, which is created by the aretz. He's made of the neshama, which is created by God. God and the aretz become partners in the creation of man. And that's what it means in the very same pasuk b'tzalmenu kidmusenu. Says Ramban, ki yidmel shneyan. B'matkonot gufo la'aretz. Again, b'tzalmenu kidmusenu is the plural in which God is speaking on behalf of the aretz. Man is like us. He's like the aretz. Asher lukach mimena. Right? The Torah emphasizes that man was taken from the aretz. But v'yidme baruach le'elyonim, in his spirit, he's similar to the highest spheres. She'eno guf v'lo tomus. If the Ramban maintains that b'tzalmenu kidmusenu is the absolute integration of these two elements, man, by his very essence, is nothing less than the combination of guf and neshama, then Rabosai, what's going to happen ultimately when there'll be Trias HaMesim and man will come back to live again? In what state will man come back in? Will he be a physical being?
He will have to. What's the point of coming back? He's not physical in Shemayim.
So this is a tremendous machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam believes that the physical nature of man is going to die a second time after Trias HaMesim. And that's finito. That's, you know, irreversible. That's final. Man will live to eternity as an neshama if he's zochet to kach, but not as a goof. The goof is gone. In the Rambam's frame of reference, goof is biological, and every biological being, including man's goof, is going to perish eventually. He cannot live to eternity. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and I think this being Yesoda, so the Ramban is right here in Nasa Adam, B'tzalmenu Kidmusenu. Man is a physical being, but the physicality of man is no less divine, it's no less eternal than his neshama. And therefore the Ramban is of the opinion that after Tchias HaMesim, man will be resurrected in a condition, in a state, in which he will live as a combined neshama and guf for all eternity. And the body will never die.
What age?
That's a good question. And to which wife will he be married if he was married twice?
Right.
Yeah, Rebbe Chanan Wasserman wrote a whole essay on this. You know, whether it's his first wife, his second wife, you know, so forth and so on.
He's beyond the...
You should know that one of the great Talmidim of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaye, claims that the reason for death is because of the lack of moisture in the body. Rabbeinu Bechaye was a physician, so was the Ramban. Is that as we grow older, we become like that koseves hagasa, like that saora that becomes an ushla. You remember, it dries up with time. And he says, that's why we die. He says if man would be created with a system in which he would maintain his moisture in his body, he would live forever. And the Rabbeinu Bechai says that that's exactly what's going to happen after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Man will come back as a body, but the slow deterioration that we're familiar with in the biological state of man's body, namely because man, we dry up, that's not going to happen. That whole process will be reversed. It'll be frozen. We'll have all the moisture that we need, and there's no reason for us to die. In other words, but basically what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying is that there are factors in the universe, you know, that cause man to die. You know, diseases, magefos, you know, if Chas V'Shalom you killed, and all this stuff, mi'yichyeh, mi'yomus, me for this, me for that. But if you isolate and neutralize all those factors, which he identifies with the drying, you know, the dehydration of man, then there's no reason for the man as a body to die. But the Ramban's thesis is a lot more profound. And I believe the Rabbeinu Bechai was aware of this, that man is a creation of the Aretz, which means the spiritual element in the universe, together with HaKadosh Baruch Himself. God presents, God supplies the Neshama, and the Aretz supplies the Guf. But now the Guf and the Neshama are married to each other, are integrated in a unity that will exist for all eternity. There'll be a period of time where we die and the neshama will be separate from the guf, but after Tchiyas HaMeisim the neshama is going to be reinstated into the guf, and from then on the guf is going to live forever for all eternity. And that's what B'Tzalmenu K'dmusenu is, the partnership in the creation of man. All the other mafarshim say chas v'shalom to talk about partnership, you know, that could lead to apikorsis if we misunderstand. The Rabban wasn't afraid of it. Nas Adam is in the plural. We will create man. Narvas, you'll ask me, what about all those chazalim that say, as we saw at the beginning here, the Medrash Rabbah, that God conferred and he took counsel with the malachim? Okay, that's a very good musa shmuz. That the CEO, when he makes a decision for his company, should call in even the lower guys, you know, maybe second tier guys.
It didn't really happen.
What didn't happen?
He didn't call Malachim because of that very concept of Hashem creating something to be a yes man and calling him to an office and saying, so what do you think? I mean, it's his creation, it's not a dea.
Okay, look, Shalom, you don't have to say...
It's an idea.
Yeah, it's a concept, you're right. But the concept is very fundamental because it conveys to us the mida of humility.
Right.
Okay? Very good. What I'm suggesting is that from the Ramban's perspective, you can interpret the pasuk al pi derech hapshat. And the Ramban is insisting that we do this, that Nasa Adam is not just because God conferred. Again, as you say, it's just an idea or whatever. That you have to, you know, you get into a whole plunk about that. That's not relevant to our discussion. I'm just saying that from the Ramban's perspective, you could sideswipe the whole thing. You can circumvent this whole, don't even rack your brains with it. I mean, you should take the Musa Shmuz to heart, and that's the way we should imitate God's Anvenusa Shashem. The humility. Right?
So according to Ramban, is actually a force, two forces.
Correct.
The force of spirit and the force of the body.
Correct. And they both form man, and that body is also spiritual in nature.
And both came from Hashem, obviously.
Correct. So Hashem created the Aretz, and after Hashem created the Aretz, which is this power to create everything, and everything comes from the Aretz, and the Ramban has a theory which is beyond my comprehension. It's in Greek philosophy called Chomer Hiyuli, you know, this massive energy that doesn't have force to it, you know, doesn't have a substance to it, which is probably similar to Einstein's understanding of what energy is all about. But whatever it is, that Aretz is now going to produce physicality, and the goof of man is going to be created by the Aretz. Again, the Aretz was created by God. And now God is going to take the neshama and blow it into man's goof. But that unity is what Adam is. And therefore, Nasa Adam, it's Almenu Kidmusin. So what is man? That was our original question. Is man this lowly creature called Adam, Nutrikon, Efer, Dam, Umara?
Man's potential to do...
Says the Baal HaTurim, I come back to the Baal HaTurim, that based on the Gemara in Chagiga, yeah, we come to a totally different perspective of who is man.
I think this Rambam is based on the Gemara in Chagiga.
Correct. The Gemara says, Adam is nutrikon of what? Ani dimisich malach. In other words, God says your image is that of a malach. You are, as an Adam, a being that belongs to a higher world. And Rabbo said, let's go back to the Hoshanas, Adam Ubehema, and I'm going to claim that the art scroll missed the whole point of this Hoshana. Again, you're going to put me in Cherem, because how could I argue with art scroll, right? But if you take a look, let's read it again. It says, Adam Ubehema, which means man has the element of Behema. What's the element of Behema? His physicality, correct? But then it says, V'ruach u'neshama. Man has another element. He's a hybrid being. He's got the spirit and the soul. He's gid v'etzem v'karma, which means he has sinews, bones, and skin. But what's the nature of that physicality? Read the next part. Dmus v'tselem v'rikma. He is a splendid being. He's a likeness, but again, Otskill doesn't bother telling you likeness, and he says the likeness is to an animal. No. Dmus refers to this pasuk. V'tzalmenu kidmusenu, he's likened to God, even in his physicality. V'tzelem, he's a tzelem elokim. V'rikma, he's a beautiful tapestry. What is a tapestry? A tapestry, you know, the Belgium tapestries, you ever seen them, are braided together. They represent the tapestry of taking different elements and combine them. That's the greatness of man. And then Otsko missed the point, Tilafiani Estaiti, on the next three words, Tias Atze Neshama. And he translates this as planting trees in desolate lands, as if man's actions are futile. On the contrary, man is converting a desert into a beautiful blossoming garden. That's what it means. This capital, this pew, is about the beauty of man and his uniqueness. And I hand this article to you, and you decide who's right here. I mean, I'm not... Afar min adama, right? So article will say man is never, he's the dust of the earth. Take a look at Rashi on Afar min adama, which is number 11 on your page. Rashi says, Afar min adama, Tziber afro mikol ha'adoma mi'arba ruchos. Man is the crowning glory of the entire world. He's taken and integrates everything, and therefore he has a relationship to the entire universe. Dover acher notal afro mimakom shenemar bo mizbach adoma tasali. This is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Man's afar, which is the biological physicality of man, is taken from the makom Hamikdash. And if we had time, which we don't, we'd go through the Kli Yakar. I believe the Kli Yakar is also going to emphasize Asher Lukach Misham, man's physicality connects him back to Har Moriah, the place in which the Beis HaMikdash stands. And Rabbosai, look at a beautiful Tosfos in Tainus, which you'll see number 8 on your page. You remember that Yaakov goes into his father Yitzchak to take the brachos, and Yitzchak makes a comment. Vayomer re'ei reach b'ni kireach soda asher bircha Hashem. The beautiful smell of Yaakov Avinu when he enters into Yosef, it's kireach soda. So it could be reach soda is a reference to Esav because he was wearing the begadim of Esav. Ish sadeh. Rashi says Zeus de tapuchim. Very strange Rashi. But in order to understand this Rashi, we have to go back to Tosus, this Gemara about the smell of the beautiful smell of Kireach HaSodeh, identifying it with state Tapuchim as a Gemara in Masech the Tainis and Daf Chav Tesem in Beis. And Tosus says something very strange. Yesh Mefarshim, Tapuchim. Again, keep in mind, a Tapuach in Chazal is not what we call a Tapuach, an apple. Kireach Esrogim. Why in the world is Tosus identifying this reach with an esrog? And I think the answer is in the Marsha over there in Tainus. The Marsha says that, you know what? This esrog represents the smell of Gan Eden. Isn't that amazing? He says, Kosva Tosiesh Omrim Tapuchim Kireches Rogim Adkan Lashono. He says, Uviksav Yad, he found in a manuscript, Ketapuach Viatse Ayar Kesrogim Digdek Lefarish Esrogim Alpi Mashikosov Bimedrish Kireach Gan Eden. And Gan Eden, of course, represents the greatest level of spirituality where man was close to God. Shenichnasim Yaakov, the smell that entered in with Yaakov was the reach of Gan Eden. And the pasuk says, "Vayorach es reach begodov, elu abgodim shaomdu kvar began Eden shal Adam arishon." In other words, we're going back to the period of time before Adam sinned and was exiled from the Gan Eden. There were begodim, and those begodim were divinely created, and they were suffused with the smell, the wonderful smell of Gan Eden. Later on, they came to the hands of Nimrod, and then Esav stole them from Nimrod. It's a whole ganz of business in the Midrashim. And they are called Bigdei Chamudos. The Chamudos is a code word for Gan Eden. And they had that wonderful smell. And perhaps when Yaakov wore these Bigdei Chamudos, there was some sort of a synthesis between Yaakov's personality and the begodim that Esav had usurped. And that's why the smell is likened to that of an esrog. The esrog is really from the Eitz Hadas of the Gan Eden. Again, there are various opinions exactly what the fruit was. Ki Tovetz, the Tovetz Lemara, etc. But according to one Dea, Ilon Avi, this Ilon that smelled so beautiful in Gan Eden was the esrog tree, etc., etc. And Abgadim Bischus Yaakov Shenichnas Imam, Yaakov goes in with these Abgadim in the Schus of Yaakov, they gave off the Reach of Gan Eden, which is the exact opposite of Esav, who was Rishus and he had the smell of Gehenna. In other words, man has the capacity to reach Gan Eden and to connect with the world of spirituality. That's how great man is. And therefore, just to summarize the bottom line of everything we've seen over here, the word Adam, which as we saw in the Gra, represents the greatest level that man can reach. And the Zohar in Parshas Tazria goes through all the psukim that mention Adam to prove that each one is man's capacity to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and man could hear, if he's prepared properly, the voice of Hashem, and he could live. Man is capable of defining the nature of every single being and giving its name. He knows that he's an Adam. He knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Adnus. He's the master and the creator of the universe. Man is a combination of Ruach and Neshama, which is an eternal combination. And therefore man's spirituality, when it will be returned, the Akhir Sayyam says, Inshallah, will impact on the entire universe. The eights will be Eitz Osepri Dahainu Eitz Shetaimo Tama Eitz Ketama Pri, because every physical aspect of the universe has Kedusha to it, has sanctity. Man's body is sanctified. The unity between man's body and his soul represents the unity between the Sefer Torah, which is Kodesh Kodashim, and the Tik that houses it, which is called Kodesh. This is the glory of man. Man has the potential, as it says in Yeshayahu HaNavi, which is number 13 on your page, El Al Bamasei Av Adam El Elyon. Man, if he climbs and he gets out of the physicality as a separate entity, but he realizes his potential, he climbs up to the highest levels of Elyonim. He's like the Malachim. Chazal tell us, Ani Demisich Malach. When Adam Arisha was created, the Malachi Ashoris wanted to bow down to him. That's the greatness of man. They thought he belonged to the divinity of the higher spheres. And that is, in fact, the original Adam that was created. That's the potential of man. He wrote some Vizocha during these days to dedicate ourselves to the love of Hashem, to focus in on the combination of Neshama and Guf so that every part of a physicality is uplifted in an Elyon, in Adam Ali Elyon. And when we read the Hoshanas, especially the fifth Hakof of Hoshana Rabbah, we'll declare that God, have mercy on us, we have tremendous potential. If we've gone off the derech, Mirtz Hashem, we'll dedicate ourselves to go back on the road, and we'll be uplifted. Ken Yiratzon.
What's 14th day?